This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Ashrafil Anbiya'i Wal Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Yaqulu Allahu Tabarak Wa Ta'ala Fil Qur'an Al Majid Wal Furqan Al Hamid A'udhu Billahi Min Ash Shaitan Al Rajeem Bismillahi Ar Rahman Ar Rahim وعاشروهن بالمعروف صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, each year on an international level, 16 days are set aside from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. These days are set aside to highlight the plight that the women are suffering across the world. Be it be in a form of rape, physical abuse, emotional abuse, or every other form possible. The objective is to create awareness within the society. The objective is to conscientize the people with regards to what's happening to the women fraternity at large. Indeed, women are vulnerable and they are most susceptible in society. And there's a great need for education. There's a great need for many campaigns to highlight the problems in our society. And at the same time, we need to work towards eradicating that problem. Islamically speaking, Allah addressed the ills of society when Islam just came to the fore. Whatever customs were prevalent at that time, in whichever way a woman was marginalized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke out against those ills of society. And Allah addressed the issue. Allah did not shy away. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam became the ambassador for the women fraternity. He stood up for their rights. He was an activist. Just as he was a Nabi of Allah, he was also an activist by and large. He spoke out against the oppression that was taking place against the women in his community. And so you find the Quran replete with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَرِثُوا النِّسَاءَ كَرْهًا. O you who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not permissible for you to inherit women and to treat them like commodities. In the pagan era, when the husband passed away, the family had full rights over the woman. If they wish, they could marry her. If they wish, they could leave her stranded for life, and they could tell her, you could not get married to anyone after this day. They took her wealth. They gave her no say in her own life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the situation and Allah addressed the ills of society. And so Islam gave rights to women when nobody gave her rights. Allahu Akbar. What a progressive religion. Islam brought her to light when the world kept her in darkness. Islam gave her education when the world kept her behind doors. Allahu Akbar. Islam gave her dignity when the world used her as a mere commodity in the house. Islam stood up for the rights of women. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam started of his mission in the lap of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. His mission ended in the lap of a woman, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What dignity, what honor, what prestige Islam gave to women. Allahu Akbar. The most vulnerable of society became the respected ones of society. People started showing her regard. And the Quran ordered men saying, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. We command you, O men, to live with your women folk in kindness. Allahu Akbar. Who championed the cause of women in history? It was Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Be kind and dutiful towards your mother, for she carried you, taking the pain upon pain. And she gave birth to you when it was not easy. She could have lost her own life. Allahu Akbar. The Sahabi comes to the Prophet of Allah and he asks the Prophet of Allah, who should I be kind to? And the Prophet of Allah said, your mother. And then he asked for the second time, and the Prophet of Allah responded for the second time, your mother. He asked for the third time, and for the third time the Prophet of Allah responded, your mother. He recognized the women of his society. He said, I have deep love for the women fraternity, referring to what they have been in pre-Islamic era. At a time when the pagan society would bury their daughters alive, the Prophet of Allah stood up and he spoke against the ills of society. And he said, whomsoever Allah has blessed with daughters, if that father gives her the right upbringing and the right nurturing, that daughter will become the barrier between him and the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. He was a social activist also. He was not only a Nabi of Salah. He was not only a Nabi of Hajj. He was not only a Nabi advocating of fasting. He stood up for the oppressed ones in the society, even the women fraternity. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do so. The women folk came complaining to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, O wives of Rasulullah, address the ills of our society. Our men are ill-treating us. The Prophet of Allah took to the mimbar, this very same mimbar that we are using to address the society today. And he said, لَقَدْ أَطَافَ بِآلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نِسَاءٌ كَثِيرٌ. Your women folk in their numbers have come to my wives complaining of the domestic issues in the house. يَشْكُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ. They are complaining about their husbands. أُولَٰئِكَ لَيْسَ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah said, those men that are ill-treating their women folk in their homes are not setting a good example for others. لَيْسَ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. They are not from the good ones among society. What is the Prophet of Allah doing? What is he doing? He is playing an active role. He did not say, brush it away. Make sabr, my sister. Inshallah, Allah will reward you. He took to the mimbar and unequivocally he addressed the issues facing the society, and he said, those men that are ill-treating the women folk are not setting a good example for people. And so the Prophet of Allah stood up for people who are oppressed, the women folk. Today in the first century, we need to continue with the effort. 16 days of activism is just an excuse to highlight the plight that the women are suffering across the world. After all, they are our mothers, they are our sisters, they are our daughters. They need to be treated well. They deserve rights also. We need to treat our women folk according to how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated them. It is the final sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's standing in Arafat. And I want you to ponder for a moment, being his final address to his ummah. Naturally, he would address those issues which are of utmost importance. After 23 years of preaching to the world, he is coming to the culmination of his mission. And naturally, you would expect to hear those issues which are of utmost importance. And guess what? The Prophet of Allah stands up. And he said, Allah, wastawsu bin nisa'i khayra. O people, lend me an attentive ear. Allah, the word Allah in Arabic denotes emphasis. O people, leave whatever you are doing. Listen to me. Allah, wastawsu bin nisa'i khayra. I am commanding you to be kind and dutiful towards your women folk. Allahu Akbar. In his final sermon, in his final address to humanity, he is highlighting the plight of the women folk of his society. And he's telling the men folk, be kind and dutiful to your women folk. That tells you that the Prophet of Allah held this issue very close to his heart. And he gave great regard to women folk in his life. He respected them. He gave them honor. He gave them respect. And he treated them with equality. Allahu Akbar. Men need to treat women with respect because Allah treats her with respect. Allow me to reiterate that. Men need to treat women with respect because Allah treats her with respect. Allah has acknowledged her in his holy book. It does not behove a believer to live in a hostile manner with his wife, with his mother, with his sister, with his daughter. And in his final address, he said, فَإِنَّمَا هُنَّ عَوَانٍ عِنْدَكُمْ لَيْسَ تَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا. Allahu Akbar. They are your partners. You do not own them. The women folk are not your properties. You cannot treat them the way you want them. Allahu Akbar. What did he say? Your women folk are your partners. Give them their due respect. لَيْسَ تَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا. You don't own your women. It's a wrong notion that I own my wife. You don't own them. They are your partners. And you are accountable in the court of Allah. Brothers, there are many issues facing the women fraternity. Largely physical abuse and emotional abuse. Allow me to touch on these two issues. Firstly, physical abuse. Many men, unfortunately, behind closed doors, are lifting and raising their hands on the women folk. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَجْلِدُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِمْرَأَتَهُ ثُمَّ يُجَامِعْهَا فِي آخِرِ الْيَوْمِ. It does not behove the husband to lift his hand on his wife and then at the end of the day share the bed with her. How do you make her feel? How do you make her feel as a human being? During the day you abuse her and at night you want her to be available for your needs. Allahu Akbar. What respect the Prophet of Allah has given to women. لَا يَجْلِدُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِمْرَأَتَهُ جَلْدَ الْعَبْدُ ثُمَّ يُجَامِعْهَا فِي آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ. It does not behove a husband to beat his wife like a slave and then at the end of the day call her to share the bed. How do you expect her to feel as a human being? She is somebody's daughter at the end of the day. How would you feel as a father if somebody was ill-treating your daughter? How would you feel? She's a human being. She's got feelings. Allah has kept strong emotions within a woman as compared to a man. Respect her. Show her the due right. So it does not behove. The common thread between physical abuse and emotional abuse is that in most cases, the man has anger management issues. She provoked me. How dare you say that she provoked you and so you lifted your hand on her? It can never give you the license. It can never give you the license to raise your hands on your wife. Never. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever lifted his hands on any of his wives. He does not expect any of us to do so with our women folk. So physical abuse should not take place anywhere. It destroys the self-worth of a woman. Another issue that is on the rise, and that is emotional abuse. And this is subtle, but it's more destructive than physical abuse. What are the telling signs of emotional abuse? Number one, name calling. Where a husband ridicules his wife by calling her using derogatory names. He keeps calling her by terms which she is not comfortable with. You are hopeless. You are no good. You can't cook. You're not attractive. You don't fulfill your role. Unnecessarily, the husband belittles her. So the first sign of an abusive partner is that he ridicules the worth of a woman. He derides her self-worth. He takes a sneer at her. And he ridicules her by using derogatory names. Allah must protect us all. If we are caught in such situations, let us make tawbah. Let us use beautiful, attractive names for our partners. The Prophet of Allah would call his beloved Aisha by the name Ya Humaira. Oh Humaira. And at times he would say Ya Aish. That's how you're supposed to be addressing your partner. If a man is ridiculing his wife by using derogatory terms, it means he's got deep issues within himself which he needs to resolve. Secondly, he ridicules her in public, in front of friends and family members and others generally. You had a social function and you lash out at her in front of everyone. That is a sign of an abusive partner. Come on. We can do better. There's a place for everything. How do you feel, or how would I feel, if somebody ridicules me in public? If somebody tells me in public you're no good, how would I feel as a human being? Don't you think she also has feelings? Number three, he emotionally neglects her. He uses the silent treatment for days on end. For a petty issue, he would not speak to her for 3 to 4 to 5 days. That's a sign of emotional abuse. Brothers, we need to work on our marriages. We need to work on our unions. Our children need to learn from us as to how to respect women in our homes. And as husbands, as fathers, we need to set a high precedent for our children. We need to show them how to respect our women folk in the house, so that tomorrow when they get married, they can also show respect to the women in their lives. They asked the Prophet of Allah, مَا حَقُّ زَوْجَةِ أَحَدِنَا عَلَيْهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what rights does a wife have when she's married? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَن تُطْعِمَهَا إِذَا تُعِمْتَ. Number one, when you are eating, you give her food to eat. وَإِذَا أَن تَكْسُوهَا إِذَا اكْتَسَيْتَ. And when you are buying clothes for yourself, you buy clothing for her also. And so the financial burden lies on the husband's shoulder. The Sharia has not made the woman responsible for the financial matters of the house. It's the husband that must go out and feed for his family and fend for his family. Number three, وَلَا تَضْرِبِ الْوَجْهَ. Do not raise your hands on your women folk. He categorically stated this. not indirectly. So that's physical abuse. And number four, he said, وَلَا تُقَبِّحْ, do not insult your wife. That's emotional abuse. Do not use derogatory terms to address your wife. When she is speaking, give her respect. When she gives you her opinion, give her an attentive ear. You don't have to agree, but hear her out and try to work around those issues. Another sign of emotional abuse is you give her no regard. Whatever she says, you undermine her. Whatever she suggests, you shoot her down. And like I said, a man who resorts to emotional abuse has got deep issues within himself. He needs to work with those issues. If he has got anger management issues, he needs to work with that. He needs to go for counseling. No woman should put up with an abusive partner. She must stand up for her rights. Obviously, there are ways and channels in which you can direct your anger. But you don't have to live with an abusive partner. You can seek recourse and you can seek assistance outside of your marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken out against this in society. The women folk have rights in the house also. Lastly, brothers and sisters in Islam, I end off with this point, and I want you to think about this. الرجال قوامون على النساء. Allah has made the men in charge of the household. He is the leader of the house. With responsibility comes accountability. With responsibility comes accountability. Every man sitting here, including myself, is accountable in the court of Allah. Those tears of your women folk will not go unnoticed in the court of Allah. We will stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. How will I answer my Lord? What answer will I give my Allah? How did you treat your wife? What answer will I give my Allah? Every man is accountable in the court of Allah. People outside in society will not be aware of what's happening behind closed doors. But Allah is watching. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah says, don't think I'm oblivious of what's happening behind doors. I'm fully aware. Allah is حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوت. Allah is keeping records. We might get away with it in this world, but we'll be brought to accountability in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. أَلَا وَاسْتَوْصُ بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا. The final parting words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his final sermon, be kind and dutiful towards your women folk. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِ. The best amongst you are those who are kind and dutiful towards your women folk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and forgive us all for all our shortfalls in life. May we become better husbands. I pray for myself first, for there's a lot of improvement required in my own life. And I pray to Allah that Allah makes me a better husband, that Allah makes me a husband that will fulfill the roles of his duties and what is required of him. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.